Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text of the sermon is the Old Testament lesson from Genesis 11. Hear again the words of our Lord. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there, the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. Have you ever seriously considered what this Old Testament lesson presents to us today? It presents that our various languages and cultures are not a gift or a great treasure, but they are instead the result of our very great sin. These days, everyone seems to be into celebrating diversity. Colleges and universities have mandatory capstone courses in multiculturalism. Many businesses have sensitivity training and cultural training. And every student in high school has to take a foreign language. Of course, these aren't all bad things. It is good to learn about other cultures and other languages. And of course, it is okay to be different. But because of what the Old Testament lesson teaches us here, I am not in that crowd that celebrates these differences in language and culture and religion as though they are the great achievements of mankind. Instead, I see them for what they are: our sin, our collective man-made sin. How much easier things would be today if the whole earth had one language and the same words. But as it is, there are more than 6,000 different languages and countless dialects that go along with those different languages. It's no accident, though, that there are all these different languages, that there is no longer one language with the same words. You heard in the text that it happened way back when the children of men came together and decided that they would build for themselves a tower with its top in the heavens in order that they could make a name for themselves. Everything was going just great. They had the same mind and will. They wanted to do this great thing so that they would not be spread over the face of the whole earth. But then the Lord came down to see the city and the tower. And when he came down into their presence and saw their desire to make a name for themselves, which was nothing less than to despise the name that God had previously given them, then the Lord said, "Let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." And nothing has been the same since that day. In case you missed it, there is an important point made about God by the very grammar of this text from the Old Testament lesson. "Come, let us go down" is very much like what God says earlier in Genesis, "Let us make man in our image." God is one, and yet here is referred to in the plural. He is one, but at the same time, there are three unique persons of the Godhead, and this from before the foundation of the world. It is correct for God to say, "Let us," because that's what God is. all three persons of the Trinity are of the same mind and the same will. This triune God has placed His name on His people. In the Old Testament, through the covenant made with Abraham, through circumcision, and through the promises of a Savior in the garden. In the New Testament, He places His name on His people through the waters of holy baptism, which you have just seen and confessed this very morning. He marks those who are baptized as His own precious possession, and He calls them by name to enter into eternal life. But back then to the account of the Tower of Babel. After the Lord came down and there confused the language of all these people so that they could no longer understand each other, He brought to pass exactly what they were afraid of. He scattered them over the face of the whole earth. They no longer continued building the city or the tower to make a name for themselves. Their language was no longer the same. Their cultures became very different. There's really not a lot to celebrate in that diversity, is there? Fast forward now some 4,000 years to the day of Pentecost in the New Testament, the day that we are celebrating today. 50 days after Jesus' resurrection from the dead, 10 days after His ascension into heaven. As we heard in the reading from Acts, on this day we rejoice that the promised Holy Spirit of God came in great power as a great wind and alighted on the head of the disciples in tongues of fire to bring the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to every people and nation of the world. Listen again to a portion of that text. When the day of Pentecost arrived, the disciples were all together in one place. Suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. It filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues of fire appeared to them and rested on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Those who heard the disciples were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." On this single day, with one single action of sending the Holy Spirit, God reverses what took place on that day many years before at the Tower of Babel. Where He separated and scattered and divided their language, He now unites and brings them together and unifies them in His Son. These tongues in which the disciples spoke by the Holy Spirit were not some secret prayer language that no one can interpret or understand, but languages that were foreign to the disciples, at least to their native tongue. And yet we are told that they were understandable to all those who heard concerning the mighty works of God. What mankind had brought to confusion because of their sinful desire to out Almighty the Almighty, God was correcting by uniting all mankind in the language and culture of Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of sins. Because of Adam and Eve's sin in the Garden of Eden, which we have inherited from our parents, just as they inherited from theirs, a gulf that cannot be crossed was created between God and man. No matter what attempts mankind has made to try to get to heaven, whether it is building a tower into the skies or blasting off into space or attempting to do good works to earn salvation, there is no way to get to heaven apart from Jesus Christ. Since Adam and Eve's sin in the garden, the sons of man have not been able to change their natural desire to make a name for themselves. They haven't been able to remove their sin or change their sinful nature. We, each one of us, in our hearts and minds, continue to have our own desire to make a great name for ourselves, often at the expense of other people. We want to show off our accomplishments and act as though our experiences are the only ones that really matter. We look at what we have done with our hands and we declare those things to be good. But how often have we looked at what we do, how we live and how we act, to see if those things and our life itself brings glory to Christ? If we were to seriously judge ourselves, as the apostles teach us, we would not be judged. For we would see that we are condemned in our sin, that our works are not so good, and that they very often do not bring glory to Christ alone. But God has been merciful to us. He has revealed His promise of life and salvation for all peoples, from every tribe and language and nation, in Jesus Christ. Someone has said that a smile is universally understood, that people of every language know what it means. The good news of salvation in Jesus Christ is God's smile for His creation. The gospel really does unite people in Jesus Christ. And His word, which has been translated into the majority of those 6,000 languages and to many of those dialects that exist in our world, that gospel still brings life and salvation just as it did on the day of Pentecost. And that no matter what language it is spoken in. It's hard to imagine what this world would look like if we all spoke the same language with the same words, if we all had one culture and heritage, if we all worshiped the same God, the only God, the triune God, the creator of heaven and earth, who sent His Son to save us from our sin. While we will never know or experience those things in this life, on the last day, on mankind's last day on this earth, when Jesus comes again to judge the living and the dead, and all believers are lifted up into the skies to be with Jesus, we will know and experience that perfect life. And we will have all things in common. Because Jesus crossed that great chasm and came to us and died for our sins and rose from the dead, we who have been united to Him in holy baptism will be with Him where He is. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Not our language or culture, not our trials or tribulations, not suffering, not even death. Rejoice then and be glad, people of God. Your sins are forgiven. Your Heavenly Father has called you by name in holy baptism. You belong to Him. That's beautiful news in every language. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.